This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I mean, if Joe Burrow is still interested in actually playing football, right, so take that, we don't really know about.
No, I mean, that is fair. I'm with Kurt, though. I got a hard time believing that the 29-year-old who's super-duper really good at football suddenly wants to leave.
You know how old Andrew Luck was
and
he retired, right?
And you know that...
The answer is 29.
And you know that is still referenced at such a level because it's so rare. It's so shocking when someone does that.
But if you want to look at the parallels between the two, they are striking. Andrew Luck was, I think he was the number one overall pick.
He sure was.
Andrew Luck was among the top three or four quarterbacks in the game. Andrew Luck was 29. Andrew Luck was ravaged with injury. Check, 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 check.
Right, but that doesn't mean, like, there are a lot of people who fit into that box and are not retiring. So I can't.
I'm just saying that if you look at the parallels at age, at injury, at like the level of sadness, and you're going to play it, but listen to the words, but also focus on like how sad he sounds.
All right, so we'll actually play both Burrow and Andrew Luck when he retired.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, here's Joe. This is yesterday. Happy 29th birthday, Joe Burrow. This is how he spent it.
You know, if I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
How much fun are you having right now? Is it difficult to have fun, given the season, what you've been through physically, emotionally, all of it? Is it tough?
Yes, certainly.
Did you have fun playing before the... I mean, how much of it was fun before? Winning's always fun, but in general, was it as fun before you got hurt? Did you view it that way?
No, I wouldn't say I viewed it that way, I think.
What was the changing point?
Changing point. I'm not sure there was a singular moment or of time. It's just a reflection on a lot of things that I've done and been through in my career. I think, you know, I've been through more than most, and certainly not easy on the brain or the body. So just trying to have fun doing it again.
You seem like there's something on your mind. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrated.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football-related, personally?
All the above.
I love that question. But, Joe, maybe I'm reading too much into it. You seem frustrated. You think, Bob? You think?
Well, then is it on the field? Is it off the field? It's all the above.
It's both.
It's everything right now. There's a lot.
Yes.
Listen.
Obviously, there's a risk with everything.
I can't rule out what you're saying, but I think it's a hell of a lot less than likely. I think it is a much more plausible scenario that Joe Burrow is brimming with frustration because he's really good at football and his team really isn't. And it is woefully misconstructed. It just is. You can't. There's a reason. Like, the Niners really misplayed their receiver situation the last 2 years, but at least they knew.
That's the receiver position. You can get out of that a lot easier.
Not really. They just
did
this.
Well, they're 9-4. So.
Right. But I'm saying, but the Bengals, right, they got, they moved Deebo Samuel. And Brandon Ayuk, they are removing him.
Yep.
The one thing they knew, we are not doing $30 million receivers. And by the way, like, as laughable as the Niners thought it was to have Ayuk at 30 and Debo at 25, the Bengals have Jamar at 40.
Mm-hmm.
And T, I don't even have his number. He's somewhere in the neighborhood of 30.
Yep.
You're looking at 70 mil on receivers, and they just did it for both of them last offseason, yet they won't keep Trey Hendrickson. They won't keep a pass rusher. They won't stop Joe from getting sacked, and he lasted one quarter this season. He lasted a game before he got knocked out again, and they're sucking again. They're losing again. Their organization is constructed poorly.
Right, because they're the Cincinnati Bengals.
And my guess is that is the central focus of his frustration. I don't know, Joe. I am Greg Cosell here. I'm not in his head.
Sure.
So
I'm not in his head either, but when I hear that, and you'll play the Andrew Luck here coming up in moments, and we can do a side-by-side comparison of, you know, when Andrew Luck...
Sadness.
Well, and when Andrew Luck retired, I don't recall him being that sad. I think he was just frustrated with his injury history and realizing that, hey, I'm 29 and I might want to do other things. Yeah. And I'm thinking about what Kurt Warner said. And I was just looking at his last year in Arizona because his penultimate game, second to last, and he said it, that might have been the best game of my career. They put up 50 plus and won in overtime.
Yeah, he's still slinging it.
I mean, amazing game. And what an unbelievable wild card showdown victory. And then you go out the next week and you lose and that's it. I'm retiring.
Yeah.
And he was waiting for God to hit him with a 2x4, and it never happened, but he realized, you know what? I think I'm good.
I never knew that Latrell Sprewell was God, but apparently here we are.
Yeah, that was mean-spirited.
No, what?
I don't think he ever hit anyone with a 2x4.
Tried to.
I mean, he choked a coach. I don't think he ever wielded lumber.
Let's hear Andrew Luck.
I'm going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life, but it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab, and it's been unceasing and unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season, and I've felt stuck in it, and the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away, and sorry.
Yeah. There's Andrew Luck. By the way, Latrell, 1995, Latrell Sprewell got into an argument with teammate Jerome Kersey and then returned to practice with a 2x4.
Oh, there you go. I didn't recall that.
Yeah. Latrell Sprewell.
Well, if you're going to fight Jerome Kersey, you're going to need to bring a 2x4.
Yeah, but anyway,
that was a big guy.
That's what the reference was.
And I apologize to you for not remembering that, but Andrew Luck used a three-letter word that is very similar to the three-letter word that Joe Burrow used. And Joe Burrow talked about fun, and Andrew said joy. I've lost the joy for the game. So that's what makes me think about the parallel. Listen, and I'm looking at Andrew Luck, 2016. He played all 15. He hurt his shoulder, missed the entire year, came back and played all 16. But, yeah, he had a long list of injuries. And like what he talked about, the cycle of, you know, rehab, get hurt, play, rehab, get hurt, play. It's brutal.
I cannot rule out what you're saying. However, I do recall the last time an athlete stood in front of a podium and said, I've lost my joy, Andrew Luck's word. You know who that was?
I think it was Kevin Durant.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
And what did Jimmy want?
He wanted money.
He wanted out.
He wanted money.
He wanted off of his team.
But he wanted off his team because he wanted money.
That's fine.
I believe.
That's fine. Whatever the reasoning behind the frustration is, to me, is kind of irrelevant in this moment. All I'm saying, while I can't rule out what you're saying, what I'm saying is it is much more likely that Joe Burrow, especially with an offseason ahead, is going to be fine with playing football. I just don't know if he wants to play for the Cincinnati Bengals anymore. And if we get there, like obviously, we've got a staircase of hypotheticals here in this conversation.
Right.
But this town has had no problem talking about Giannis for 5 years. So what's the problem here? It's kind of the same thing. You've got some smoke. Is there fire? We'll find out. A phenomenal player who basically looks around at what's going on in his organization and goes, I don't think this is going to work anymore, and this is starting to wear me out. And so we're expecting a Giannis trade demand, and this is step one for me in thinking that it may come from Joe Burrow too. So That's where my comment, look, I don't think this is all going to happen. I love Brock Purdy. I think the Niners are thrilled with Brock Purdy. He hasn't even started his contract yet. But if this were to go down that road, and the Bengals will be looking for two things. First of all, an NFC team. Second of all, a team that can provide an established quarterback in return who probably makes about the same money will put the Niners on the list. And if they called the Niners and said, we think you might be a fit, boy, I'd listen. And I'd do Brock and two ones for Joe Burrow in a minute.
I don't even know if that's what the Bengals would want.
Well, like, you're going to want to get him out of the AFC. They always do.
Fine, but right? If you're the Bengals, honestly, and you're going to trade your franchise quarterback, a top four quarterback that everybody talks about,
yeah.
For me, you're going to be looking to reboot. I don't think that you're looking for Brock Purdy. So you're going to go from Joe to Brock and pay basically the same money for a guy who's not as good as Joe Burrow so you can continue to have the same problems as an organization?
I got 70 mil tied up in veteran receivers. I ain't starting over. Hell no.
Well, I mean,
you
look to move off of one of them as well.
Difficult.
Maybe you're not drafting a rookie, but maybe you're, you know, going a different route. Maybe you're going to go the Seattle route, which is you get a Sam Darnold, or maybe you trade for Mac Jones. That actually, if I'm Cincinnati, that makes a lot more sense.
Oh, Mac Jones is
as opposed to spending $52, $53 million a year on Brock Purdy, if you're going to get rid of Joe Burrow, you might as well save a bunch of money so that you can go out and get better, because your big problem, if Burrow wants to play elsewhere, it's because your team's not good enough around him.
What is Zach Taylor's background as a coach? You know all the coaching trees that are out there? Where does Zach Taylor come from? In fact, I'm reading about this right now. Zach Taylor has a pro style heavily influenced by the West Coast system, specifically started by Bill Walsh and Mike Shanahan.
Yep.
That's Zach Taylor's system.
I think he was on the same Ram staff back when when McVay was there.
Then Brock Purdy's perfect. Brock Purdy's perfect.
It's not about the quarterback. It's about like the move you're going to make.
Well, but
as
you're
a
not going to get Mac Jones back. Then the Niners would have two
$53 million guy.
Why not? Like,
because
you already have one.
Yes, and you like him. So if you're going to go from Burrow to Purdy, what's the point? You're getting worse, and your team is not going to be better around him.
But that's the only choice you have. You're not getting that much worse. If a star demands a trade, you're going to get worse. That's how it works.
If you're going to get worse, get a lot worse, get higher in the draft, and then you can get your rookie quarterback, and you can reboot it that way.
And Jamar Chase loses his bananas. That's what I'm saying.
You trade Jamar Chase. I mean, if you're going to trade Joe Burrow, you're starting over anyway.
I don't know about that.
It's a reboot.
I don't know. Remember, what did Jason Lockenfora tell us last time he talked to us? The Bengals are weird. They don't like making trades. They don't like it.
Right, so then what are we even having this conversation for?
If they get pinned into a corner, then they get pinned into a corner.
They got pinned into a corner by their edge rusher, and then they didn't do anything, and now he's going to leave for nothing.
He did not pin them in a corner. They reworked his deal, and they're going to agree to part ways.
But nothing for him.
If Joe Burrow says, I'm not coming, I'm not reporting to camp, what do you do?
Go hang out with Philip Rivers, and we'll see you in 5 years.
I think, again, we'll see if it goes this way. We're kind of more focused, I think, on sort of having fun with the mythical idea as opposed to, because we're not that far down the road yet of something like this actually happening. Real quick, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for waiting. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Yeah, Brock Purdy in a couple first rounds. Go ahead and just do it. Because if this hypothetical becomes a reality, then there's no more question of do we really have a franchise quarterback. Joe Burrow is a franchise quarterback, no doubt. And I would like to see that kind of a quarterback under the Kyle Shanahan system, because what was clearly lacking the last two times they were in the Super Bowl, they couldn't make the downfield throw. You know, both Jimmy and Brock, they just can't do it. You know, all they need to do is hit one or two of those, and they would have won at least one Super Bowl. And this guy, I've seen him in LSU and in Cincinnati throw downfield throws, connect, and with no problem. Just, you know, it's so natural because he's got a premier arm talent. I'm not saying it's a rocket arm, but it's a premier arm talent, and he knows how to play the position well. And, Brock is good, but we're trying to be great here. If that was a true possibility, yeah, go ahead and get it done because, dude, we 0-3 so far. I'm so hungry to win another Super Bowl. Go Niners.
Jonathan, thanks. I look at this more maybe conceptually than anything else because we're not in a state of full reality yet with this situation. It just kind of became a thing starting 24 hours ago. And so everybody's just kind of starting to work with this. But I look at it more in terms of like Christian McCaffrey, like Rafael Devers, and like other situations that we've seen in the past. There are multiple ways to swing a deal in the NFL. And to me, the absolute best trades that you make are not the ones where you're out in the streets kind of begging or knowing that you have to make a trade or stuck there because you're either at a positional need or you have a player that doesn't want to be there anymore. I love the deals that kind of happen in the middle of the night. You don't realize
Luka
they're coming.
Doncic.
Yeah, well, that one was really excessive, but
one that we didn't see coming.
Right, but then the Lakers loved it, didn't they? You know what I mean? Like, I love Rafi Devers coming to the Giants. I love Christian McCaffrey coming to the Niners because both of them felt like situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Where you're like, we're okay with where we are right now, but opportunity suddenly knocked to get an elite player. So we went and did something that we weren't necessarily looking to do, but the opportunity was there. And if Joe asks off of the Bengals, to me, this is one of those situations for the whole league. It's an opportunity that knocks that you didn't see coming. If you're positioned to get in the conversation, you do.
Yeah.
He's that good.
I would not, honestly. And, you know, you talked about the Rams trade going from Goff to Stafford. And
similar deal.
It worked out because Stafford won the Super Bowl. But if you want to look at who won the trade, well, that hasn't been decided yet. The Rams got Laporta and Jahmyr Gibbs and Jared Goff.
And the Lions, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, and yeah. So the Lions were able to get three really good players
for
the one really good player. And, yeah, the Rams won the Super Bowl, but they also added a bunch of other pieces around Matthew Stafford to win that Super Bowl. So long-term, we'll see who actually, quote, won the deal. But
no doubt.
If you want to do a Joe Burrow trade, Goff, who's not as good as Joe Burrow, he commanded two firsts and a third,
right,
as well as the player swap. So you might be looking at three first-round picks or, you know, two firsts and a couple of seconds because Joe Burrow's that guy.
Remember,
right?
But in this scenario, Joe Burrow would be kind of demanding something, which Matt Stafford really didn't. The Lions just kind of felt like it was at a spot where maybe the whole thing had expired and it wasn't working anymore. And I know that a lot of people...
Well, the Rams had gotten to the point where they didn't want Jared Goff
anymore. But even that, it's not like they weren't... I mean, they had had some good years with him. They went to the Super Bowl. But both coaches, I think McVay felt like the Rams could improve and the Lions felt like things had kind of just come to an end with Matt Stafford. Though they loved him and they wanted to put him somewhere else and they thought they could reboot the organization with all the assets they received. And by the way, they were right. I know everyone will go to that tote board and go, well, the Rams won the Super Bowl. Well, the Lions are way better than they were when Stafford was there.
No doubt.
They're now a winning organization.
And they were in a spot where they were rebooting anyway. They just hired Dan Campbell. And the first year that Goff was there, the Lions were terrible. And then they used those picks. They got better. And they slowly have gotten to where they're now a legitimate
a contender.
Threat.
Yeah, a contender. And obviously they, I mean, let's just admit this as Niner fans, they should have gone to the Super Bowl. That year. They should
2 years ago.
Yeah. They had that game.
No doubt.
They had that game, and Dan Campbell, as fun as he is and what a great culture changer he is, he still, in my opinion, has a long way to go as a game manager. This bravado, swaggering into every single possession, that thing that he does, I believe hurts him more than it helps him.
And last year, they got bit by the injury bug in such a crazy way that they were unable to really fulfill the promise that they had developed over the course of the regular season. So, yeah, I mean, the Lions long-term, they might eventually be the ones to, quote, win the deal.
Maybe.
If Goff can get them there and get them over the hump.
I don't think the Rams will ever feel like they lost the deal because they won a bowl. But Jeff and Marin real quick. Hi, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. So I think you absolutely make the deal. And I'm saying that I think Purdy is actually very good. But I think Burrow is like, you know, one of these rare upper echelon quarterbacks. And as to, you know, your point that well, is he really fit into the Shanahan system? You really don't think Shanahan can figure out how to utilize Burrow as your quarterback? Burrow is also, going to attract other star players that are going to want to come to the Niners. And lastly, what do you think Sean McVay would do? You think Sean McVay might want to get in the Burrow Derby when he's got a 37-year-old Stafford? I'm thinking, yeah.
No question.
Right?
No
and
question.
I'd rather have Burrow be with the Niners than going to the Rams and going, oh, crap, here we go again. They got a premier quarterback with the Rams and not us.
Or if the Cardinals or anybody wanted to get in on this, it can create a problem. Jeff, thanks. Yeah, like, that's an interesting way to put it. If you don't think that Joe Burrow would fit with a Kyle Shanahan system, then what are you saying about Kyle Shanahan? Like, only a bad coach cannot work with Joe Burrow.
What I'm saying is that you've got a running back that you throw the ball to a ton, and you've got a tight end. You don't have any good wide receivers. And you can say Ricky Pearsall all you want. He hasn't shown really that much as a professional football player. If you're Joe Burrow, you'd much rather be with L.A. Throw to Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams.
That may be the case, but at the same time, like, to me, a great quarterback makes the receivers. Who the hell's Drake May throwing to this year?
Well, I mean, I thought Brock Purdy was this great quarterback.
He is.
And he's not making the receivers.
They're 9-4.
Like, because of Christian McCaffrey.
They've been in and out of the lineup. And yes, that
and
is
Juwan Jennings.
And Brock Purdy's
a wide receiver three.
And Purdy's been in and out of the lineup.
Exactly.
This is a bad year for that example. It just doesn't work based on all the in and out of the lineup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.